Riya Jadhav was 21 when she joined her first job at a big pharma company in India. But the decision to want to be a part of the healthcare industry was made when she was much, much younger.
It started out as a personal reason. My sister was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus when she was 2 years old. It comes from me wanting to, being very curious about my sister's health. And that is sort of what got me interested for. So medical devices, pharma life sciences, that was sort of, it piqued my interest there. And from there on, out of curiosity, I started reading more and more about things. And that's how I ended up in this space.
There is a bunch of things she could have done. But Riya was not interested in biotechnology or engineering or quite the obvious choice, medical.
The medical, I think we spoke about the reason that I'm deathly afraid of blood.
Me too, Riya. Me too. She always wanted to be in the business side of things within the healthcare sector because her family had a business and she was pre-exposed to it. So she picked up a dual degree at Narsi Munji Institute of Management Studies, NMIMS, in Mumbai. A good 5 years later, she had a bachelor's in pharma technology and a master's in business administration. One thing to know about Riya, she always, always had a plan. A vision board of what she wanted her career to look like. And so far, she was well on track. In summer of 2021, Riya got her first job at Cadila Pharmaceuticals, one of the biggest pharma companies in India, 8,000 plus employees, $460 million in revenue in FY 2023, and things were great. And Riya, much like she wanted, was joining a pharma company as a product manager. Everything she ever wanted culminated into this job, the start of a dream career that she was aspiring for since she was a child. It so far had gone according to the plan, but this time...
The culture there was a shock to me. At least from the first week itself, I was like, okay, nobody told me it was going to be this way.
It was different. She didn't like it. She didn't like her dream job.
I think once you join a job, once you start getting those, you know, monthly paychecks, when you go out with your friends, already, I think in the first 6 months, you're like, I'm ready to retire now. I think I want to retire already. Once you get into the entire work culture or into corporate, it's very different from what you had imagined in your life. Well, even as a child, you would be office officer. It's a very different image that you have in your head, right? And when you actually start working, it's quite different.
So within exactly 7 months of joining, she quit her first job. Hello and welcome to The First 2 Years. I'm Akshaya Chandrasekharan and this is the show where we ask and answer the toughest questions around work. This is Season 1, Episode 3. The theme of this season is all the firsts you will be encountering as you enter the world of work. In today's episode, what exactly is making so many young professionals quit their first jobs within 12 to 18 months of joining? Why it may not be such a bad thing? This may be the first time you're quitting, but you may have to do it many times over. So instead of sleepwalking through it, maybe let's learn how to quit consciously. The number of years you've stayed at a company, the tenure, has always been made a virtue out of since ancient Babylon. But this is no longer true. Take it from Prasad, a recruiter at Xfino, a specialist staffing company.
Tenure in today's world is really, I think it's not overrated anymore as it used to be earlier. Earlier we used to, as recruiters, when we saw resumes with too many hops or no short profiles, or let's say you look at people who've been hopping every year or two, those profiles did get a negative ranking vis-a-vis those who kind of stayed on. But I think in the last decade or so, things have really changed and not anymore the case where we look down on short tenures. I think if you're able to trade tenure with experience and exposure, that comes really strong on profiles.
And Prasad says, shorter stints can actually enrich your career, if you're able to trade tenure with experience and exposure. That obviously is a big if. But many young professionals seem to be doing just that. We did a survey last year, October of 2023, of young professionals who quit their first jobs within 12 months of joining. And contrary to popular belief about Gen Z, among the top three reasons why people wanted to quit their job was, I want more challenging work. Basically, what Prasad was saying. The other two were fairly straightforward, in case you're wondering. To move away from a toxic manager, eeks. And two, disagreements with the leadership and workplace culture. Dum, dum, dum. Prasad, as someone who heads workplace research for Xvino, also studies tenure quite intensively. And he says shorter stints can actually make you extremely successful. Would you believe that? For instance,
some of the CX or tenures that we look at, I think that's a reflection of, where the tenure conversation is going. Like, CEOs are at about 2.8 years average experience in India. Globally, it's about 3.6 years is what it is. As you go down further roles like COO, CFO, like interestingly, what I found, intriguing in the morning was that CHROs have had one of the shortest tenures. You know, people who would prefer their people to stay on long tenures.
Yeah.
In India, CHROs have about a 2 to 2.5 years is the average that we are experiencing. And
CHROs, those who are supposed to be responsible for retention, are contributing to attrition actively. Anywho, highly successful people like CEOs are averaging at just 2.8 years simply because shorter stints can help you collect rich and varied experiences. So you can imagine why more and more young, ambitious people are going for shorter tenures at companies. Speaking of which, let's get back to Riya to find out why she quit.
So the Kerala campus as such is not in the city. So it's on the outskirts. So you have to pass through a few villages to get there. And in the morning, the bus would come and pass through a city, like how a school bus would pass. And it would pick up employees at their given time.
Wake up, wait for a bus, clock in, clock out, address everyone as sir and madam. It was all just
very, very different. And me, you've not gone in this entire system for the last year. Schooling of 7 years of college before joining in did not have this structure at all, even on an academic sense. This was long back when you were in 10th, 9th, 8th, and even before that, right?
The way the system was set up, Riya says, felt like she was back in school. And that was not what she wanted from her corporate career. Like many young professionals, she didn't quit because she was outright unhappy, but only because she realized she could be happier. So she devised an exit strategy.
I think finding and quitting a job consciously is very important. So the probationary period lets you assess the company just as much as they are assessing you. So in case you discover maybe this is not the right place for you, it is very reasonable to explore other options. So I think I spent almost 45 days just thinking of quitting a job as a project and thinking about, okay, what all do I have to think about? What all do I have to re-clarify or reflect on internally for me to sort of make that decision? And what are the other external factors around me also that are going to either hinder this or are going to make this a smoother process for me?
Quitting consciously. Sounds sort of simple, but there's a lot more than what meets the eye. After the break, how do you quit consciously? Broken down into fundamental steps. I turned to one of my mentors, Leo Fernandez, to answer the question, how to quit consciously. Leo was the former managing director with Accenture, and now he's the founder of Talent Ease, a skills training provider.
I think one of the ways to look at quitting is to start by looking at working itself. So the reason I'm starting with work is I think if, all of us, young people and us, if you start looking at working consciously, then I think quitting consciously becomes an option. If we don't work consciously, then it's very difficult to quit consciously.
Leo says there are definitely good reasons and bad reasons to quit. Not finding challenging work, toxic bosses, workplace culture, all that our survey respondents told us are all good reasons to quit. So I put together all the things I learned from Leo's conversation and distilled those lessons into handy step-by-step guide to quitting. Let's get into it. Number one is tell your manager first. Not your closest colleagues or not your closest team members, but your manager. That's conventional wisdom, I know, but you don't want your boss finding out from others before you have had a chance to explain your reasoning. So tell your manager first, even if you don't like them, even if you plan to never see them again. Remember, every job you will have after this has a process called reference check. So it's always a good idea to leave on a good note. And this probably sparks the next question in your mind. How candid can you really be? Should you talk about the opportunity you have lined up?
Doesn't need to be a counseling session where you're going into every nitty-gritty detail. So it's a need to know. What will be helpful for the conversation? Have that. Yeah, you don't have to volunteer, all the details. It doesn't need to be, you're unburdening yourself. You don't need to make it an unburdening conversation. So wherever it's relevant, where it will be helpful, for example, to ask the manager, will you act as my reference, for example?
While it's completely your prerogative, whether or not you want to share what you have in store, what you must never do is
give wrong information. Say that you're joining A when you actually plan to join B, because the world is an extremely small place.
This conversation can also get slightly tricky, because leaving your first job means leaving the first employer who ever took a chance on you when you had little to no experience. So you can experience a sense of woe, sometimes even guilt. It can get even worse if your manager outright accuses you of using this opportunity as a launchpad and moving on really quickly. So to get good at quitting, you've got to get good at learning how to deal with such emotionally charged situations.
So companies, I would say you don't owe your company anything, because if the company's business situation turned tomorrow, they would lay you off in a jiffy. So you don't owe the company. The company is a faceless mask, but you do owe people. And I think it's important to indicate to your manager that she continues to be your mentor. She continues to be your coach, that you're continuing to, depend on that, and all the learnings that you've gained from her are going to be put to use.
Crediting them for all the learnings and a shared moment of gratitude can definitely help diffuse the situation. But beyond all, Leo says, a good manager will always try and keep you. But a good leader will let you go if he or she realizes that you've outgrown your current role. Also, some very basic pointer to keep in mind is you shouldn't leave in a situation where you're leaving loose ends, deliverables have not been closed off, and you've not handed over your processes. Those are all, bad ways to leave.
The last thing to do is to mouth off. The worst thing to do is to, suddenly grow a spine and, complain about the 10 things that are wrong. If you have not been forthright, if you have not been candid so far, then your last day is certainly the wrong time to suddenly grow a spine. So be gracious in everything that you do and say, and be graceful in the way you exit. It's not an end, it's a new beginning.
Also, remember that you're quitting a company, but you're not quitting relationships. You're not quitting the bonds that you built with the people. So ensure that you safeguard that and make a gratitude round on your last day. Phew, now that was a long list of do's and don'ts. But now that we've discussed who should you tell first, how much notice should you give, and how honest should you be about your reasons for leaving, I also want to tell you that it definitely gets better with time. And it's worth trying to get it right. Ask the people you've quit. People like Ria. Ria, after Cadillac, joined an early stage startup called PharmaRack. The startup culture was great for her. So she stayed at PharmaRack for 25 months.
I was over the moon. I think in the first 30 days itself, even now, I can confidently say it was a very, very good decision that I made at that point in time, because the kind of exposure, the kind of growth, the kind of visibility I got in my next role was phenomenal. The kind of people I got to work with, phenomenal. Like, I would not have gotten this opportunity even 8-10 years out in the future. I would not get to work with those people that I did get to work with very, very closely. It was a brilliant experience. So yeah, definitely a great decision to move early. There were a lot of hesitations. There was a lot of internal challenges that I was battling with when I thought about moving, but definitely a very good decision in hindsight as well.
Thank you so much for listening. You can write to me with feedback at akshya@the-ken.com. That's akshya@the-ken.com. The first 2 years is produced from the newsroom of The Ken, India's first subscriber-only business news platform. This episode was written and hosted by me, Akshya Chandrasekharan, produced by Anushka Mukherjee, and audio engineering by Rajiv C.N.